from the edge of the road is the property line. I never knew that it was not the edge of the road.
Well, yeah,
now you know.
Good you're here to learn that.
Some is that way though. Mine's that way. The edge of the road.
Yours is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Case number 12,300, Ryan W. Maddox seeks a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance from the maximum square footage for a garage studio apartment for a proposed structure. Sections 115.4, 115.23, and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Gum Road, approximately 577 feet west of Roxana Road. The 911 address is 36215 Little Creek Lane, Frankfurt. Zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. And tax parcel is 533, map 10, parcel 46.02. And there was zero letters of support or opposition and zero mail returns. And I'd like to note that the structure does have a variance granted for it in 2017 by this board. There was a variance is granted for the pool house in 2017 for this.
What were they?
I think they're noted in there.
Here they are. There are.
We have a copy of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
So it's added in there. Yep. That's all for me.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ryan Maddox, 36215 Little Creek Lane, Franklin, Delaware, 19945.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And if you will, please explain your case and address the standards. Oh, well, address the request for special use exception and the variance. Although I will tell you, I don't recall. We may have, but I don't recall us granting a variance on any of these. And if it has, it's been a rare exception.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
As for the uniqueness of the property was built in 1974, to my knowledge. I purchased the house 2 years ago. So these are all new things to me, trying to learn and go through the process. As you can see from the property, it backs up, the back of the property line backs up to a soccer field, so no one would be able to build. The closest neighbor to the left is a few hundred yards away. To the right side of the property has woods and a field, and then the other neighbor, so that's a few thousand yards away. So I don't think the property like around it can be developed or anything else.
It can all be developed.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it can change, but go ahead.
For the variance, the house, since it was built in 1974, I haven't added anything to the structure. The structure is as it sits.
And the uses as were such as, when you bought it?
Yes, sir.
So it had apartment there?
Yes, sir.
And it
everything
was the same size?
Yes, sir.
And do you know how far that structure is from the rear property line?
I believe it's 10 feet.
10 feet. Okay, so is there a variance for that?
Yes, that was granted in 2017 for the
rear yard. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't look all the way through. I thought it was for a pool house, but I see that variance of 11.3 feet. Okay, go ahead, continue.
Moving forward, for the use later on, it would be for my parents and possibly to rent. They're getting older, so I view that as a perfect place to have an in-law suite. That way I can look after them as they grow old in age. I mean, it would make it convenient. Also, for rental purposes, low income, to help people out in Sussex County that also need rentals. And the meantime, while my parents grow old until they need it.
Okay.
I mean,
that's your story, you're sticking to it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there are two things you have to show us. For the special use exception, you have to convince us that your request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Mm-hmm.
For the variance, there are five standards you need to address that convince us that you meet those standards. And so I would say that on the variance, the most difficult one is that it was not created by the applicant, and what you've testified to is it wasn't. It was created by someone else. So
yes, sir.
If you'll address the other four and the special use.
As it stands, it hasn't affected any of the neighboring properties or the soccer field. It's been there since 1974, and I don't see it causing any effect. With parking, you can see there's plenty of parking and other stuff for people to use when they come, if it is a rental with the property.
What do you use the building for now?
Right now, it just sits vacant, ma'am.
So is it, does it already have a kitchen in it, or?
It has all the wiring for a kitchen, but it does not have any grease producing.
Does it have walls for a bedroom? Is there a bath in it?
Yes, ma'am. So as the house sits, it has a sunroom, it has a living room, it has an office space. Also, it has a second story with a bedroom and a bedroom.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, sir.
Don't be.
Just laugh. It'll be okay. I'm just not over the old parents.
See, we're there. And some of us.
Really?
Some of us.
Some of us.
Yes.
That's true.
Just ask me about that.
Yeah, yeah. So there's no reason to be nervous.
Yeah.
We're not going there. I don't have any questions. It's been there a long time.
Okay, any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
You had mentioned there's a second floor.
Yes, sir.
Is that the entire width of the building, is it the same size as the first floor, or is it smaller?
It is smaller, sir.
Okay, do you know how big it is?
Not off the top of my head.
And I ask that because I'm not sure that the variance, the number for the variance that we're asking for on the square
yes,
footage
is correct.
Encapsulates the second floor.
20 by 50.
Building envelope altogether.
I would imagine the upper room would be close to 20 by 15, and then the second room would be close.
Well, the first floor is 28 by on one end, but for the most part, it's 28 by, it appears, best I can decipher, 28 plus 14, and then 15 by 24. Here we go. Area is 1,144 square feet. The upper floor appears to be about 14 by 42, or, as it says, area is 588. So if we do the math, you are 1,750 square feet.
Isn't the second story more like a half story, and it's a probably a storage area or attic now?
Well,
no, ma'am. It's two bedrooms.
Two bedrooms and a bath. Mm. According to this floor plan sketch that you submitted.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So the variance is going to be much greater than what you requested. Did you submit that sketch with your application?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I should have been picked up on at the counter. So from 800, have we figured out how much that is, Mr. Whitehouse?
Yes, so
588 and 1144.
So the first floor, correct, 1,144, plus the first floor, 588, gives 1,088 plus 588. The second floor, 1,676, less the 800 permitted, 76.
So you need a variance for 876 feet?
Correct, but the request was introduced as 932, which would appear to be the garage.
Either way, it was advertised properly.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's just the number we're questioning on, but.
Okay.
Yeah, we just want to make sure we got the
right
the square footage correct.
Right. I agree.
But we've never granted a special use for over 800 square feet, is that correct?
I believe there's a couple.
I believe there's a few.
We've done, we have.
Not new, not as a new request.
Is the bath and the, all of this put in upstairs?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you do it?
No, ma'am.
Well, everything as is.
Okay. I would like to point out that behind your property, there's two lots subdivided, and in front of you, there are a whole lot of lots subdivided.
Yes, ma'am.
So just be prepared. Someday it might happen.
All right. Hopefully the farmers keep going strong.
Is the car, it says the car built in, that's going to remain as kind of a car parking lot? Is that right?
The carport, sir, or?
Yeah, it says one car built in on the drawing here.
Yes, sir.
So that will remain, that will be living space?
That's a garage.
Well, see right here, sir?
It's a garage?
It's a garage. So above that would be the second bedroom.
Okay. So that's going to remain a garage. It's not going to be part of the apartment?
Correct, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure we follow the drawing. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
Parents going to have a nice place to live.
Yes.
Okay. There's no other questions. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? I take that's your dad?
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
You want to do this one? Pretty easy. I'll make a motion that we grant $12,300 for their special use exemption for a garage studio apartment because it is existing and has been for a long, long time, like 45 years. And also the 932 square foot variance from a required 800 square foot for garage studio apartment because it was existing. This gentleman did not create the problem and he met the criteria for granting a variance and a special use exemption.
Okay.
Second that motion.
So a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for these reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the previous reasons that have been stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. You've done a good job and your dad did a fine job raising you.
Yeah, take care of those old people.
I will.